Thanks for joining us today as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Our confidence as believers is anchored in the fact that Jesus knows what it is to live a human life, to live in human flesh. He can sympathize with our weaknesses. He knows the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He understands my temptation because he has endured it to the fullest. Suppose for a moment you were standing behind one of those big diesel-powered tractors. You were holding a rope attached to the back of the gigantic machine. And your job is to keep the monster tractor from moving. That's right, as the engine revs and the smoke bellows from the stack and the gears engage, your job in this man-against-machine moment is to stand strong and keep the tractor from moving forward. Think you could do it? Yeah, I know that's a foolish question. In one nanosecond, you would be pulled along behind the tractor. You would feel a fraction of the power before you went down. Now suppose that you could actually keep the tractor from moving. As the tractor engaged all its power, you held your ground. If you could actually keep the tractor from moving, you would be able to feel the full power of the machine. Here's my point. Regarding sin, Jesus felt its entire power. He was tempted, but he never gave in. He experienced sin's total force. He was tempted to the max, yet never once lost his footing. You see, because Jesus has experienced temptation to the full, we can approach him with confidence. He's the one who has been tempted fully without sin. And he'll give us all the mercy, and he'll give us all the grace we need to resist sin as well. Lord Jesus, thank you for the promise of your grace and mercy to help in my times of need. There are many times when the waves of temptation seem to push me over. Help me to stand strong in your strength. I pray in your name. Amen.